You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
The NBA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a free-to-play app that lets you bet on all your favorite NFL player props for a chance to win awesome prizes. Download the app today over at betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at sobet.io/SGPN. That's sobet.io/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. Welcome, everyone, to the NBA Gambling Podcast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Friday, January 14th, currently 10:21 on the East Coast. And joining me to break down the Friday night NBA schedule, my esteemed co-host and colleague across the pond, it's Terrell Furman Jr. Terrell, how you feeling this Friday evening, my man?
I'm feeling like the man. How Rich Coleman Kwan say it, feeling like the man when I walk through. Hey, I'm feeling good. I cashed another lot last night. Could have had a dog, but you know, it was all right. It's all right. Hey, I'm still I'm not gonna lie. I'm still high from earlier this week. And I'm ready to just keep it going for the rest of the season. Like, I'm so excited. We just have so many things in motion that can possibly still play out with us. Whenever Ben Simmons comes back, I am 100% positive he's missing that free throw. 100% positive he's missing that first free throw. Like, there's nothing you can tell me that he's gonna. So my thing is, I hope that if he doesn't play this season, they don't void it and they just roll it. Like, I might have to talk to DraftKings support and they just roll it over to next year, because I'm so positive that whenever this happens, I'm gonna cash it. And if it happens next year and they void my bet, I'm gonna be pissed.
Especially at plus money, right?
Yes, I got it plus money. Man, look.
Yeah, hopefully. I think he'll end up playing this season. I think, you know, we're getting closer to the trade deadline. Something has to happen. But, yeah, that's something that we're going to monitor for sure. I know the Hawks were in rumors about a trade for him, but they made another splash the other day. I'm sure you guys covered that on the pod yesterday with Scott. But let's start with recapping our picks from Wednesday, and then I'll let you get into the Thursday picks you and Scott had yesterday. Thursday, we had a huge agreement on the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yep.
That was your lock at plus six. I took them as my dog at around plus 180. Easy cash there, I guess we can say, really sweat-free think it was almost a wire-to-wire win for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Evan Mobley in that game and Jared Allen dominated as usual against a lack of a big man that the Utah Jazz didn't have again in Rudy Gobert. They got the victory 111-91 over the Utah Jazz, cashing as an outright dog.
Yep.
Like I said, 6-point underdogs, but they win the game by 20 points. Evan Mobley in that game, 15 points, 10 rebounds. And Darius Garland, a triple-double in this game, 11 points, 10 rebounds, and 15 assists for the Cleveland Cavaliers. On the flip side, for the Utah Jazz, not much stood out other than Jordan Clarkson, Mr. Green Light, finished with 22 points, 4 of 11 from three-point land. So, right now, some of the stud teams in the Western Conference are reeling right now, or at least in the top of the Western Conference standings. But we'll get to that in a minute. Also, let's see what else we had for this night. I had the Lakers minus the 3.5 as my lock. They look good in the first half, and the second half happened, and they got absolutely blitzed by the Sacramento Kings. Another poor shooting night for Russell Westbrook, 2 of 14. 8 points. He had 12 rebounds and 6 assists, but they got outscored in that second half, 64-49. Did the Lakers, and took an L in Sacramento. And my bonus lock was the Magic team total to get over 104.5 points. They did score 106. Very lucky on this one, as they got a garbage time bucket where they had one of those where they were down, I think, two possessions. About 5-6 seconds left, they dribbled down the court really fast and tried to get that easy bucket, and they did. So that came in as a win. Terrell, for you, you had, again, like I said, the Cavs as your lock, came in easy. You had the same game, the Magic money line in this game, yep, as your dog, plus 210.
It was there. It was there for majority game. It was there. And also in this game, I told you that, Cole Anthony triple-double was in play, and I thought that that was a really good play. And he was 1 assist short. He came up an assist short. Yep. So that game was just a whole bunch of it's close, but not, close, but no cigar for that game, mm-hmm, for me. It was a very good read. It was just not all the way there, but it was close.
Yeah, this is one of the games that we've been picking these dogs that they just get out to bad starts in that first quarter. I mean, it was 33-16. In the first quarter, Wizards led in by 17 points there. But, Magic fought back, especially in that second quarter. And then the second half, they all were also competitive on the second half by 3 points. But, they lose the game outright. And then you also had your bonus log as the Mavs minus the 2.5 against the New York Knicks in New York. And I felt like after we got off the show and I was on Twitter, the entire gambling Twitter was on the Mavs minus 2.5. And that just gave me a feeling in my stomach that this wasn't going to go the way that we wanted to. And the New York Knicks just came out and took care of business. Yeah. 108-85. Yeah. Not even close. I think the New York Knicks won every single quarter in that game. Offensively, not much there for the Dallas Mavericks. Luka was 8 of 23 from the floor, 1 of 9 from three-point land. The Dallas Mavericks shot 8 of 37 from three-point land for 21%, 41% overall from the field. For the New York Knicks, all 5 starters were in double figures, and that was pretty much the story in this game. But let's move over to Thursday. You and Scott held the fort down yesterday. You were in the driver's seat. You want to recap the picks from the show yesterday?
Yeah, we'll go through it real quick. Pelicans minus 3.5 was my lock. That was easy. No sweat as they blow out the Clippers. Very, very easy read. Clippers down 25 to the Nuggets the night before, I think it was 2 days before, something like that. And came back and won that game. Crazy letdown spot for them. T-Wolves. I had the T-Wolves money line as my dog against the Memphis Grizzlies. And It was there. It was a great angle of Memphis just playing down in competition, and they effectively did kind of play down to the Timberwolves a little bit. The Timberwolves are still a good team, but they didn't go as hard as they would for, like, the Warriors or the Lakers or the Suns. So it was there, close but no cigar yet again. And then for Scott, Scott had the over in that game, Minnesota Memphis over 230.5. It was close, but it just wasn't there. And it was a great read. You know, both these teams really fast in pace.
Yeah.
Flying over the total. I think Minnesota flies over the total on the road. So good read there. And then the Warriors plus 102. That was just never. They got completely outmuscled and outgunned by Milwaukee. So that was just never had a chance.
Yeah, we were talking about this game in the Slack channel, and I think me and Zach were both high on the Bucks last night. And, you know, without Draymond Green, this offense looks completely different. And, again, Steph Curry is really in a shooting slump over this past week or so. And, you know, nothing to be concerned about. He's still the greatest shooter in the world. But so far in the month of January, he's only shooting 33.9% from the field and 28% from the three-point line. But we know that Steph Curry is going to come back. But another point for this Golden State Warriors team right now is that, again, no Draymond Green, who is pretty much the catalyst of your offense. And Steve Kerr has the task right now of figuring out rotations since Klay is back, and Klay is only playing 20 minutes again last night, only 21 minutes. So it's a tough stretch right now for the Golden State Warriors as, you know, they kind of wait for Draymond Green to get back and get Klay back into the fold. This was his third game since he returned on Sunday for the Golden State Warriors, and we wait for the return of Draymond. But again, the rotations is something that he's going to have to figure out. And they have another game tonight against the Chicago Bulls that we'll get to as we preview the Friday games. But yeah, I thought it was just a good spot for the Milwaukee Bucks, who were, you know, needed a win desperately after losing four out of the last five games. But, you know, Golden State, they're going to be okay. They're going to be the number one team in the West, or at least a one or two seed in the Western Conference. Anything else you want to touch on over the last two nights that you saw, Terrell, before we get into the Friday games?
No, I'm good.
All right, so let's do this. Take a quick break here. We'll come back, and then we'll get into the Friday night schedule in the NBA.
Ready to win money and boost your odds? WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. We're bringing the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards right at your fingertips. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports from NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, golf, MMA, WNBA, college football, and more. WynnBET has some brand new bonuses. Bet $5 and win $400 in free bets. Win a trip to Shaq's Funhouse in LA. Bet $20 on WynnBET's Build Your Own Bet feature and earn a chance to win a once-in-a-lifetime experience for the big game. You and three guests will receive a VIP experience at Shaq's Funhouse, two nights at Wynn Las Vegas, a $5,000 free bet at Wynn Las Vegas Sportsbook, and $5,000 in travel credit. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WynnBET. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, we have what you need to win. Ready to play? Sign up today to receive a special offer, risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WYNNBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, where America buys and sells sports bets. The NFL playoffs are finally here, and PropSwappers are cashing in. Like Steve from Tennessee, who last week sold his $250 100-1 Patriots Super Bowl ticket for $2,500 on PropSwap. Steve locked in his profit when he turned his $250 bet into $2,500. The buyer got great odds and the seller made 10 times his bet. PropSwap has thousands of buyers across the country, so you'll always find the best odds and collect the most money for your bets. Hurry and download the free PropSwap app today. PropSwap has fantastic features like filtering listed tickets based on the best value, a free activity fee to stay in the know with all the big sales, and red-hot tickets for sale. A loyalty rewards program that turns your ticket sales into extra bonus cash, and a first deposit cash match. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit, and PropSwap will match your deposit up to $500. Join the real sports bettors on PropSwap, where America buys and sells sports bets.
All right, coming off of the break here, let's dive into this schedule in the NBA on this Friday night. Let's kick it off here. Try to get the injury report, the latest one up, but still have to give it another minute. All right, let's dive into the schedule here. We have the first game on the board is the Orlando Magic headed to Charlotte to take on the Hornets, where the Hornets are a 10.5-point road, home favorite here. Currently seeing totals of 223.5, 224 in this game. Check the injury report here for both of these squads. Charlotte, pretty clean, other than Kelly Oubre Jr. is still in the health and safety protocols. For the Orlando Magic, Wendell Carter Jr. is out for this game with a left sore left hamstring. And the usual guys that have been out with those long-term injuries continue to be out. Mo Bamba is questionable for this game tonight with a right toe sprain. Let's start with a spread here. Terrell, 10.5 for the Charlotte Hornets at home. What are you thinking?
It's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to... So here we are. We have the home Warriors of the Charlotte Hornets, who seem to cover almost anything and everything at home. No matter who it is, cover anything, almost everything and everything at home.
Yep.
Whereas we have the Orlando Magic, who just seem to cover and cover and cover and cover on the road. Like, they just find different ways to cover the spread on the road. And with a double-digit spread here... I like the Magic. I like the Magic. This is a tough one. This is a very tough one, but I think the Magic just, and I was explaining this to Scott, that the Magic really do have talent. Like, there is talent on that roster. Cole Anthony is a stud. As long as he's healthy, I mean, he's going to take the Magic far places as long as he's healthy. So Cole Anthony is a stud. Franz Wagner is obviously proves why, you know, the Magic's front office got an extension over the course of the year because of picks that they made, like Franz Wagner bringing in a Wendell Carter, picking Jalen Suggs, who I know he's out right now, but is an absolute stud. That's why they all got new deals. And Scott was like very funny to point out that I've never seen a team with 7 wins this far in the season extend their front office. But it's because they are really putting good players on that team. It's just not all gelling in. They're going to need some time to work together and figure it out. They're all very, very young.
Yeah.
So I think that after Charlotte having the 2-game series against the Bucks, and this is playing the Magic, I think they're going to play down the competition, ultimately. I think they're going to play down the competition. They're playing the Magic. They're not really too concerned. This is the bottom of the division. And I don't think that they're going to take them serious. And the Magic can actually keep this going. They have the ability to stretch the floor. They have the ability to get to the paint, get to the painted area. And Charlotte just gives up scoring to anybody. So a team that has the ability to score and Charlotte giving up scoring to anybody, I like the Magic chances. So give me the Magic plus 10.5.
Yeah, Magic have now lost, let's see here, about 10 games in a row almost. But I think that for Charlotte, this might be a letdown spot after their last 4 victories. And the last 3 have been 2 against Milwaukee, 1 against the Philadelphia 76ers the other night. So I think this is a classic letdown spot for them. But defensively, Charlotte Hornets have been playing a lot better over their last 5 games. They're all the way up to number 8 in the NBA in defensive efficiency, where the season-long number for the Charlotte Hornets is all the way down to number 26. So now, is it that they've been playing motivated basketball because they played quality opponents, and that is just a letdown spot for them? I think 10.5 might be too much as well. And like I said, this Orlando Magic team, I'm sorry, they don't give up. Like, we've seen it, if they're down double digits in the first half, they come out and play in the second half and in the fourth quarter. They don't give up. So I'm trying to pull up their first half and second half points per game. And so let's see here. Orlando in the first half only scored 48.2 points on the season. Last 3 games, 45.7. And then in the second half, Orlando Magic get all the way up to number 17, 53.3. They are almost averaging 5 points per 5 points more per contest in the second half. So give them credit. Again, we've talked about Charlotte being a second half team as well. They're number 2 in the entire league in points in the second half. So maybe a second half over might be a play here. And maybe if the Orlando Magic are down at the half, that you probably want to take a look at Orlando Magic in the second half. But at least for the game, both Terrell and I do like the points here, or taking the points here with the Orlando Magic at plus 10.5. Any thoughts on the total here, Terrell?
Over. Yeah, I'm on over. I think Orlando can score. They do have their spurts where they, you know, be on bullshit, all that. But
yeah,
ultimately, I believe Orlando has talent. I believe they have scorers on their squad. And with the lack of defense that Charlotte plays, especially on the inside, and the Hornets have guys like Mo Bamba and Wendell Carter and Franz Wagner and Cole Anthony, guys that can get to the rim. I like the Magic's chances. So give me the over.
All right, let's move on to the next game here. We have the Toronto Raptors headed to Detroit to take on the Pistons, where the Toronto Raptors are laying 8.5 points here, currently seeing a total of 213.5 up to 214. Check the injury report for both of these squads. We have the Detroit Pistons are going to be most of their guys are in, or at least the ones that don't have season-long injuries. We know about Jeremy Grant, but everybody else looks healthy. For the Toronto Raptors here, two guys that are questionable for this game are Gary Trent Jr. with left ankle swelling, and Scotty Barnes, who's dealing with some soreness in his right knee. Let's start with the spread here, Terrell. 8.5 for the Toronto Raptors. What are you thinking here?
Yeah, I like Toronto. I like Toronto. I think that this is – Toronto's been very, very good on the road and covering spreads on the road. And yeah. I think that, like we said – I said a while ago, this is Toronto's revenge tour. Like, this is after getting their ass whooped for majority of the beginning of the season and then getting hit by Cody and getting their ass whooped even more than what they were in the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
This is where things are going in stride with for them. This is when they're starting to dominate the teams that they should dominate. This is when they're keeping up with the teams – with the powerhouses of the Eastern and the Western Conference and getting wins or very, very, or at least covering close games with those guys. So, yep, no, this is an easy pick for me. Give me the Raptors an 8.
Yeah, I think this might be a game where the three-pointers are going to be flying for the Toronto Raptors, because the Detroit Pistons over their last 5 games, dead last in the NBA, three-point shots allowed 15.4. Per game that they've allowed makes, and then opponents are also jacking them up against Detroit Pistons as well. And percentage wise, 3-point land, they are also dead last at 41.2%. So expect a big shooting night from Fred VanVleet. Maybe take a look at his player props for 3-point shots. And if Gary Trent Jr. is able to go tonight, that's another player that, you know, is a great shooter for this team. And, you know, the last game for the Toronto Raptors, it wasn't a great shooting night. I mean, this was an ugly game between Phoenix and them, where they only scored, you know, 95 points. But other than that, prior to that, we talked about this, that Toronto Raptors were putting up the points and shooting the ball well. They're averaging close to 120 points per game. And Detroit, you know, you had the huge outright pick against Utah, but they're not a stranger to giving up points either. Against Charlotte on the fifth, they gave up 140 to Memphis. They gave up 118. Orlando, not a great offensive squad. And then again to Utah, they still gave up 116 in the last game to Chicago, 133 as well. So, I think I'll lay the points here as well with the Raptors. Probably, I think this is a first half play for me on the Raptors. But I also do like the over in this game at 213. Any thoughts on player props or the total here, Tura?
No. I mean, I guess I'm on the over. I guess I have to be on the over, but
okay.
I definitely like threes in this game, so I will be loading up one player threes in this
game. Yeah, pretty good. Same game parlay, at least for 3-point shots in this game as well. Let's get to the next game, Terrell. We have the Phoenix Suns headed into Indiana, where the Phoenix Suns are currently a 5.5-point road favorite here, currently seeing a total of 220. Let's check the injury report here for both of these teams. Let's start with the Pacers. Both Malcolm Brogdon and Torrey Craig are questionable for this game, but everybody else is back. Chris Duarte and the likes are back. For the Phoenix Suns, I did see a note come across yesterday, and I need to double check this, is that Chris Paul did enter health and safety protocols and was listed questionable, but I currently don't see him on the injury report. But Cam Johnson is currently questionable for the Phoenix Suns. And that is pretty much it. So let's start with the spread here, Terrell. 5.5 for the Phoenix Suns. And I'll try to look up that Chris Paul information.
Yeah, I'm just not ready to back the Pacers in what the first game that they're getting guys back. I'm not ready to back this Pacers squad against the Phoenix Suns. I think the Suns are very, very good. They battle on the road. Even if Chris Paul is out, that would just make me load up on a Devin Booker, triple-double Devin Booker props. Honestly, he's going to be, you know, carrying the ball for them and ultimately running majority of the offense when campaign is not, you know, campaign is not getting in the game or anything like that. I just think that Devin Booker is going to have the ball in his hand a lot if Chris Paul is out. They still have DeAndre Ayton. They still have, you know, their role players and their guys that really make this team keep roll, like Miles Mikal Bridges and Jay Crowder. And they've proven to us that they can win without Chris Paul. They've proven us that Chris Paul has instilled something into this team where even if he's out for a game or two, they can still get things done. So I'm not worried about Chris Paul. If he is out, if he's not out, if he's in, then this line is really...
I'm sorry. He's in, so I want to throw that in the refrain as you continue your handicap.
Yeah, so even... And he's in. It's not... No, I don't think... I think the Pacers are outmatched in this one. And the Pacers have shown us throughout the season that they beat the teams that they're supposed to beat. And the really, really good teams are just going to come in and roll over them. So give me the Suns. I'll lay the points.
Yeah, for the Indiana Pacers, they got their guys back in the last game. Malcolm Brogdon, Chris LeVert was back. Let's see, did Duarte play in this game? He did not. But again, when you lose to the Boston Celtics by 19 points on your home floor, I think offensively the Phoenix Suns should be able to, you know, get what they want tonight. And especially if Cam Johnson's back. I know it's not a big name, but he's one of their best shooters, if not their best 3-point shooters on this team. So, and again, I think this is a game where DeAndre Ayton can have a lot of success inside against this Indiana Pacers team. And it's crazy to think that they have Miles Turner on the squad, who's a pretty good defensive player, but over the season, the Indiana Pacers are just giving up a lot of points and rebounds to that center position so far this season. And I think this is a time right now for the Phoenix Suns, kind of getting back to the game here, that to start piling up some wins. And you kind of see the Golden State Warriors reeling a little bit. So I think this is a time for them to take advantage in the standings here. Kind of looking at the ATS numbers for Phoenix on the road. 10-8 against the spread on the road. They're 8-6 as a road favorite. So they're performing well on the road. I'll also go Phoenix here. I am going to officially wait to hear about Chris Paul. But as of right now, he's not on the injury report. But again, they do testing throughout the day. And who knows, it may pop up. But I think you still like him without Chris Paul, right, Terrell?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's get over to the next game here. We have the Boston Celtics headed into Philadelphia to take on the Sixers. Where the Sixers are a 3.5-point home favorite here. Currently seeing a total of 210.5. Let's check the injury report for the squads. Danny Green out with a right hip pain. That's what it says on their injury report. He has right hip pain. Shake Milton continues to be out with a contusion for the Boston Celtics. Marcus Smart is questionable as he's coming back from health and safety protocols. But yeah, you said you like the Sixers here as a -3.5-point home favorite.
Yeah, one of my, like, I'm not betting Boston. This is just, it's just not going to happen. There's no situation where I can look at and I say that I can give you and tell you to go bet Boston, and I can confirm with even a shadow of a doubt that they can actually go and get the cover. There's not a situation. Now, will they cover games? Absolutely. They will absolutely cover games. But there is nothing that they are showing me that I can go out here and say, yeah, I will back them in this spot. Is nothing. They have two probably top 25-30 players in the league. 25. Two top 25 players in the league and they're shit. They play like shit.
Yeah, this is the third game for both of these squads this season. They played back on December 1st. Philly lost that game 87-88 in Boston. And then the last game was on December 20th.
They covered that too.
Yeah. Yeah. They covered that. Cause I remember, I think they were like a 3.5 point underdog.
It was like a two. Yeah. It was like a 2.5. It was like 2.5 or something. It was very small and they still covered.
Yeah. And they got the victory in Boston on December 20th, 108-103.
There are a dog there. I picked him in that one.
Yeah. Let me see if Joel Embiid played in that game, or I think he played in both of these games, but I kind of want to see how he's performed against these two teams. Cause he's been on a, I think on a streak of scoring 30 plus points.
So he is now
past couple games here
with the last game, I believe last game against the Hornets. He is now the 76ers all-time leader in 30-plus game points scored games consecutively. So originally it was a tie between Wilt Chamberlain and Allen Iverson, and then I believe he just broke that with the last game. So now he is the sole leader in 30-plus games consecutively. And nothing tells me that he's not going to do it again tonight. I mean, nothing really doesn't tell me he's not going to do it again tonight. I think that he is a matchup problem for the Celtics. They don't have anybody that matches up with him. They can only hope to slow him down, shoot the double teams at him. And it's really hard to shoot a double team at him because as soon as he gets the ball, he goes. As soon as he gets the ball, he goes. He tries to score as soon as it touched the ball touches his hand because he knows the double team is coming. He knows how much of a threat he is to other teams. And partially of that is just him being coached up over time of his career because he didn't always play like that. But as he started to demand respect from teams and they say, hey, we got to get two bodies on this guy, he's going to go. And he actually makes the right play when he needs to pass the ball and gets it to the right people and can rack up assists as well. So I think that this is a game where the Celtics, I don't trust the Celtics. I don't trust the Celtics to stay in this game. Even with Danny Green out, Shake Milton out, I think that there's still enough on Philly to run away with this. Like this can literally lie. I can see Joel Embiid having a 40-point game and pulling them to a win.
Yeah, over the last two games this season for Embiid, he had 41 back on December 20th. Also grabbed 10 rebounds, but that the first game they had this season, December 1st, he only had 13 points. But he has a really bad shooting night for him. He only was 3 of 17, but he's been hot as of late. Like you mentioned, Terrell, he's now had 7 consecutive games of 30-plus points. He scored exactly 31 points over his last 5 games here for the Philadelphia 76ers. Sixers got Tyrese Maxey back. They have Seth Curry. They have Tobias Harris. Joel Embiid is there as well. So, their role players have been playing pretty well as well. So, again, Sixers at home tonight against the Celtics team. I think that the Celtics might be getting a little too much credit for the victories that they had against the Indiana Pacers, who just right now are not a great squad. Celtics have won 3 in a row, but it's been against the Knicks and then 2 against the Pacers. So I kind of do like Philly here as well. And again, Joel Embiid props here tonight, at least for his points. Let me see if I can quickly pull that up before we move on to the next game. I don't see it right now, but here we go. Let me see. Joel Embiid tonight is at 28.5 points. So I probably like that over against this Boston squad here tonight. Anything else for this game, Terrell, before we move on?
No. I just can't touch Boston. I
agree.
Don't understand. And the crazy thing about them, and hurry up to move on to the next game. Yeah. The crazy thing about them is because they have those two top 25 players, they never get the spread that they probably should deserve. Like, this probably should be larger. This should honestly probably, if you just talk about how the Celtics have played, it should probably be larger. But the fact that they have almost a full cast and that they have Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown on that team, Vegas cannot give them any more, they cannot give them any more points. They can't. And so I get it, but no, I'm on Philly.
Yeah, Philly defensively too are number 3 in the entire league, defensive efficiency wise, and number 5 offensively. And I think, yeah, the last 3 games have for the Celtics, like we talked about, I think it's kind of been fraudulent. Yeah, they got the victories, but it hasn't been against quality opponents for the Boston Celtics. And prior to last game against the Charlotte Hornets, the Sixers have won 7 games in a row. So, I do like the Sixers here tonight as well. Let's get over to the next game, Terrell. We have the Golden State Warriors, who are in a back-to-back situation, headed to Chicago to take on the Bulls, where the Bulls are a 4-point home favorite, currently seeing a total of 222.5. Let's check the injury report first for both of these teams. Golden State Warriors do not have one submitted yet because they did play last night. For the Chicago Bulls, Alex Caruso continues to be out as he's in health and safety protocols. Derek Jones Jr. is also out. He left the game early last game against the Brooklyn Nets. I think it was in that first quarter with a right knee contusion. And Javonte Green continues to be out for the Chicago Bulls. I'm pretty confident that Klay Thompson will not play tonight because it is a back-to-back situation. And Draymond Green didn't play last night either, but definitely keep an eye out for that. But let's start with the side here, Terrell. 4-point favorites here for the Chicago Bulls at home, coming off an embarrassing loss against the Brooklyn Nets.
I don't even know how to play this one because they're both coming off embarrassing losses.
Yeah.
They both are. They both played like shit. And I don't know. I have no idea how I want to play this because I have so many angles in my head and I'm looking at the numbers and both of these teams are great defensively. I mean, the under just feels like it should be the play. Both of these teams are great defensively. Both of these teams can get hot and electric and shoot the hell out the basketball. The both teams shoot a lot of threes. And so
I'll take a game
like this where I feel like that both teams want it. Both teams are desperate for a win and the Warriors are getting 4 points. And I think that this game is inside of a possession either way, whichever way it goes, I'm going to take the Warriors because if it was the Bulls, I would take the Bulls +4. But since it's the Warriors, I'm going to take the Warriors +4. I just feel like this game is inside of possession no matter what. Like both of these teams need this win. Like they need a win to get back on track.
Yeah, I just, again, it's the same handicap that I had yesterday for this Warriors team is that, number one, I don't expect Klay Thompson to play tonight because, number one, it is a back-to-back situation. So, again, they're still managing his way back, playing NBA-level games or getting up to speed. So don't expect him. If I'm going to wait and find out about the Draymond Green injury, if he's able to go tonight or not. It is a calf injury, so those do get a little tricky. But again, you know, offensively, this team has kind of sputtered. And, you know, if Steph Curry was shooting the ball well, I would get behind this Warriors team. But he's also in a slump right now. And right now he has to take over the point guard duties where Draymond Green was, you know, initiating the offense. He was facilitating the offense where, you know, Steph Curry could come off of those screens that they set for him and, you know, get up those shots. But Steph Curry's really been the one that's, you know, bringing the ball up the court, getting this offense into the motion. And that's a completely different thing for Steph Curry and Andrew Wiggins, who's supposed to provide that second scoring punch for this Warriors team. He's also struggling as well. So, you know, over the last three games for the Golden State Warriors, they've scored 82 points, 108 and 99 while giving up 96, 116 and 118 against these squads in the last three games. So it's again, like I said, Steve Kerr still figured out the rotations here. The guys on the bench, we talked about this, that it's time for them to step up and they haven't. Tonight may be the night, but until I see it, it's crazy to say that we were not going to fade this Warriors team early on in the season. But for me right now, and again, I'm putting an asterisk by it until I find out if Draymond's playing tonight or not, I will side with the Bulls here. But if Draymond is in, I'll probably switch over to the Golden State Warriors. But
I think that this might be dog territory for me.
Okay.
This might be dog territory for me. For one, it just seems like too many points. It just seems like too many points. If Klay's not in this game, I actually feel way better about it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, and let me just go ahead and explain for in case it's not obvious why I feel better about it because Klay Thompson's not playing. Because they already have that rotation set. They already know how to play without Klay because guess what? They played 40 games without Klay.
Yeah.
So they know how to play without Klay. They played 40 games without Klay.
Yeah.
And ultimately, I just think that the Bulls are slightly a little, like, I'm not going to say they're fraudulent because at the end of the day, they're still the number one team in the East. Yeah. But there's something there. There's something there. Over the past few weeks, they are beating the Wizards, the Hawks. Hawks were going through COVID during that time. The Pacers, the Rockets, the Lakers. Like they're not beating teams of substance. Not quality wins at all. They go play the Mavericks, get the shit beat out of them. They play the Bulls. I mean, they play the Nets and they get the shit beat out of them. I don't care what the final score says. They got the shit beat out of them in that second half. They were completely outclassed that second half. And so I'm just sitting here and I'm like, all right, can they not? They lost to the Cavaliers during this stretch as well. So I don't know. I don't think that the Bulls are, I don't think everything's sweet as it looks like for Billy Donovan and them over there. Yeah. I think the Warriors are really, really pissed off that they really got embarrassed. The Bulls are used to getting embarrassed. Like they've had years of getting embarrassed, but the Warriors don't get embarrassed like that too often when they have Klay Thompson and Steph Curry in the lineup. And So tonight I think they get back on the stride. +4. It just feels like it's going to be a close game and it can go either way. I love getting 4 points.
Okay. I'll
just take the under.
Yeah. I would wait. Yeah. I'm going to wait till I find out about Draymond tonight. And I don't think Klay is going to go because it is a back-to-back situation. So definitely I'll wait for that injury report here tonight for the Golden State Warriors. Anything else for this game, Terrell? You think Steph bounces back tonight?
Absolutely.
Okay.
He has to.
You're right. He has to. All right. So let's get over to the next game. We have the Atlanta Hawks headed into Miami to take on the Heat, where the Heat are a 4-point home favorite, currently seeing a total of 221. This is a second set of a back-to-back situation for both of these teams playing each other. Let's check the injury report here first for both of these squads. For the Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler is questionable for the Heat. For the Atlanta Hawks, you guys already discussed the Cam Reddish news, so they will be without him, obviously. Kevin Huerter is questionable tonight with a left foot contusion. Clint Capella also is out for this game with a left ankle sprain. And let's see, Jalen Johnson is also doubtful for this game as well. Let's get to the spread here first, Terrell. We have a 4-point home, 4.5 now for the Miami Heat against this Atlanta squad. What are you thinking?
I'm trying to find something while I sit here and go and talk about it. But, yeah, these games are playing a back-to-back stretch. They just played in Atlanta. Miami completely routed them in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And now they're coming back home. And basically the handicap for the last time while I was on the Heat was that I like getting the Heat as dogs. I love getting them as dogs. They just feel like an auto bet to me as a dog, even on the road where they don't even have a good home record. Historically, they just feel like an auto bet to me as dogs. But when they're favorites, it's not the same. I'm not getting the same production. I'm not getting the same result from them. They're 5-7 ATS as home favorites this season. For a team that prides themselves at playing well at home, they're 5-7, whereas they're 4-0 as home dogs.
Yeah.
So it makes me really hard. And the fact that they just played these games, and we always talk about, you know, they split these two game sets, and no Clint Capella is very, very concerning. Do not get me wrong. That is very, very concerning for what's going to go on in the middle of that painted area. And that's probably why I'm on the over for this game. But give me the, what'd you get this line at?
I see fours. Contestants looks four.
Yeah. Give me the four. Give me the 4 points with Atlanta. And I'm just going to sit on the back of Trae Young, and that Trae Young goes off. The road warrior, villain Trae, makes an appearance, and he goes off. So give me the four with Atlanta.
Yeah, I think this is a similar situation like Steph Curry is in with the Golden State Warriors, that Trae Young right now is the man like that has to be the catalyst and score points for this team to win, because last game against the Miami Heat on Wednesday, he was 4-15 from the field, only had 15 points. And you had three other players that scored 15 points, but it was, you know, the shooting wasn't there for this team. Again, they missed 7 free throws in that game. The Miami hit 3 more 3-pointers in that game. They also made 12 more buckets in that game as well. 46-30 was the points inside the paint advantage for the Miami Heat. And I think that's probably going to continue tonight. Especially if Jimmy Butler is back tonight, and I know he is questionable, but you know, if Jimmy sees guys or a lack of a presence inside for the Atlanta Hawks, he's going to attack the basket. And again, this is a team that from the Atlanta Hawks, something doesn't seem right because the trades are happening. We're hearing about John Collins' lack of happiness on this squad, that he's not featured in the offense. That's all about Trae Young. I don't know, man. I'm going to stay with the Miami Heat tonight, minus the 4. against this.
It just feels very contrarian.
It does.
I mean, it feels to go with the Hawks. Like, it feels very chalky. It just feels too chalky for me. It just feels very, very chalky to go with the Heat here. I just feel like something, if it's a backdoor cover or a last second shot by Jimmy Butler to win the game, yeah. I just feel like the Hawks cover somehow.
Yeah, Tyler Hero, last game off the bench. I mean, he played starter minutes. He played 36 minutes, almost had a triple-double this game for the Miami Heat, 21 points, 9 rebounds, and 11 assists. I'm going to go with the Miami Heat here tonight. I know it's those – we talk about taking the other team, but this I need to see this Atlanta Hawks team improve from the defense side of the basketball before I can back them, because they are absolutely, I think, dead last in offensive efficiency. Oh, actually, they're up to 20. No, that's offense. Defensively, yeah, they are number 29, right down there with the Utah Jazz as far as defensive efficiency. And again, they're giving up a lot of three-point shots to opposing defenses. And when you have shooters on the other squad like the Miami Heat do, I'm going to stick with the Miami Heat here tonight. Anything else for this game, Terrell, before we move on to the next one?
No, let's keep it going.
All right, let's get over to the next game. We have the Cleveland Cavaliers headed to San Antonio to take on the Spurs, where the Cleveland Cavaliers right now are a 3.5-point road favorite, currently seeing a total of 221. Check the injury report for both of these teams. For the Cleveland Cavaliers, Isaac Okoro, questionable for tonight, as well as Rajon Rondo, right hamstring soreness. So possibly Okoro returns tonight for the Cleveland Cavaliers. For the San Antonio Spurs, Drew Eubanks is probable. Trey Jones is out. Derek White, questionable. But the big thing for the Spurs is the last game against the Houston Rockets. They got back most of their players that were in health and safety protocols. And that game was an absolute shootout where they lost the game as a 7.5-point home favorite, 128-124. For the Cleveland Cavaliers, you know, we've talked about it. Auto bet, I think Terrell will agree, first half, Cleveland Cavaliers again.
Yep.
Easy. But yeah, they've won 3 out of the last 4 games, have the Cleveland Cavaliers. But start with the side here, Terrell. 3.5 for the Cavs as a road favorite.
How do you not back the Cavs, man? How do you just go into the game and say, yeah, I don't like Cleveland? No matter what matchup it is, like, there's – because it's just that Evan Mobley is a cheat code. And even though he's not out here doing what people would like to see, dropping 20, 25-point games here and there, the 15 to 18 points he gives you is clutch buckets. Good, like, very good basketball you get out of him. Kevin Love is treading water. Treading water, and I mean, like, he's playing very good basketball, and he's just doing what the team needs. He's not trying to go out there and be the guy. He's not trying to do all this. He's just going, playing good basketball, the team needs, coming off the bench. Darius Garland has taken his game to another level. Darius Garland has – that is the fourth overall pick that we saw right there. What we've been seeing from Darius Garland is fourth overall pick worthy.
Yeah.
And so he's taken his game to another level with the absence of Colin Sexton. I know this Spurs team is well coached. I know they're getting guys back, but I don't know how I can just fade Cleveland. Like, it is very hard. And I think that my favorite play on this, besides the first half, is maybe the over.
Yeah.
And just riding that Spurs home over trend. But man, I don't know how you don't back Cleveland. And you just watching this team play. Yes, they might blow some covers, and you might not like them as larger favorites, but they've covered some of those games as well. So yeah, I'm on Cleveland again, man.
Yeah, I think there's another game where Jared Allen and either one of Jared Allen or Evan Mobley is gonna have a big game, because yeah, they have Jakob Poeltl inside the paint. He's going to have to cover one of those guys, but who's going to cover the other guy? It's not going to be Keldon Johnson. It's not going to be, you know, whoever is starting for this San Antonio squad. I think the battle tonight between Darius Garland and DeJounte Murray is going to be a fun one, especially on the offensive side of the basketball, because, again, he's been playing real well, like you mentioned, for the Cleveland Cavaliers. So I think it's going to be a fun game to watch here tonight. It's Cavs or pass, man. It's Cavs or pass. Obviously, again, one of the best ATS teams in the league. Yep. On the road so far this season, 14-7-1 against the spread, 11-5 as road underdogs, 3-2 as road favorites. And we know about the overtrend for San Antonio games at home, 14-3-1 overall at home. They are 7-2-1 to the over as home underdogs are the San Antonio Spurs. So I think it's Cavs and over for us here tonight against this San Antonio squad.
I would parlay the trends. I would parlay the trends. The Cavs first half and the over for the game, I would parlay those. And you'll probably get, you know, you'll get definitely have plus money. Maybe in a plus 200 range if you get the right numbers. So, yeah, I would definitely do that.
Yeah, I'm not seeing player props listed right now for the San Antonio Spurs. But I'm going to wait because if Isaac Okoro is back tonight, that'll shy me away from Darius Garland points prop. But points prop right now for Darius Garland's at 19.5. I do like the over if Okoro does not play tonight for the Cavs. Let's get over to the one of the two last games here tonight, Terrell. We have the Houston Rockets headed to Sacramento to take on the Kings, where the Kings are a 5-point home favorite. Currently seeing a total of a whopping 239 points in this game, and rightfully so. Yeah, let's take the injury report here first. For the Sacramento Kings, Rashawn Holmes is questionable. Damian Jones is out. Tristan Thompson is also questionable. For the Houston Rockets, I do not see one submitted, but I think everybody is healthy for this team. I'll try to put up the latest injury report. But let's start with the side here, Terrell. We have a 5-point favorites for the Kings. What are you thinking?
Oh, my nemesis in the Houston Rockets again, and picking Houston Rockets games. Even though I was right last time, I got plus 7 right, got them outright.
Let me pull up the ATS stats here first before because I'm feeling the same way. I don't know which way to go with this team. So the Sacramento Kings are 4-5 as home favorites. Not much there for the Rockets, 7-9 as road underdogs. So not much there, but I feel like this is a tricky spot for the Sacramento Kings, though. But you start.
Yeah, a little. Yeah, I think it's
especially coming off the win against the Lakers.
Very much so. But the Houston Rockets on the season, they get 45% of their points in the paint. That's, you know, fourth in the league, and we know how Sacramento is with giving up points in the paint.
Yeah.
So we have a Houston Rockets team that's very good at doing that. And the only thing that, okay, if I'm going to take the Rockets, because ultimately I can't, it just, the Kings make it super hard to back them at the end of the day. They really do. And giving them 5 is a lot. If the Kings cover this spread, I'll tell you exactly what happened. It's because the Rockets chose to live and die by the 3.
Okay.
That is exactly why. Because the Kings are a top 10 team in guarding the 3-point shot. It is because the Houston Rockets, a young team, likes to shoot the hell out the ball. That's what the NBA is now.
Mm-hmm.
Live and die by the 3. That would 100. If the Kings win and cover, I'm positive that the Rockets' 3-point percentage is going to be some 20%.
Okay.
So I'm going to hope, because I like Steven Silas. I think he makes good decisions. I think he has the coaching edge in this matchup by far. I'm going to hope that they play in the paint this game, the entire game. I'm going to play Christian Wood props. I'm going to play Kevin Porter Jr. props, because I think Kevin Porter Jr. is a slasher that can get to the rim. I'm going to be on Houston here, but I'm nervous. Because, again, if they just choose to live and die by the 3, they are going to lose this game, and it's going to be ugly.
Yeah, I'm trying to find what the Rockets do inside the paint, scoring the basketball. Here we go. So Rockets are number 5 in the entire league in points inside the game. Points inside the paint.
Points inside the game.
Yeah.
How many points? Hey, who's top 5 in points outside the game? That's a stat right there for you.
So yes, Houston number five in points inside the paint, and Sacramento's number six in points inside the paint. So yeah, like you said, if the Rockets are smart and Steven Silas recognizes that that they need to attack the paint here tonight, I mean, you guys do it. Kevin Porter Jr., Eric Gordon, Jalen Green, these guys do attack the paint. If you do watch this Rockets games, I don't think a lot of people are watching it because I'm the fan, but this might be a game where you see a lot of pace, and you'll see a lot of guys attacking the basket, possibly get into the free throw line, and you know, putting up the points that way. So I will take the plus five here for the Rockets as well. And I'm kind of looking at what the Sacramento Kings do after they have faced the LA Lakers, at least this season. So they had Sacramento. Where are you? Okay. So they play the Lakers on November 26th. They won that game by four. The following game, they lost 128-101 to the Memphis Grizzlies. They played them on January 4th. They lost that game 122-114 against the Lakers. The following night, back-to-back, they lost to the Atlanta Hawks 108-102. And now they're in a situation where they won the game against the Lakers, and now they're playing the Houston Rockets. And again, Terrell, this is one of those back-to-back situations. Say these two squads are playing each other tonight, and then they're going to play each other on Sunday as well. So keep that in mind. But what do you think about this total, man? It's the highest of the season, obviously, at 239. I think everything kind of has to go right to get over. You think so?
It flies over. Yeah, I think it flies over. I think this is exactly the spot where they say, yeah, highest total on the season. Everybody's going to be like, it's too good to be true. Bet under. Yeah, no, I think it flies over.
Yeah, this number opened 238.5. It's ticked up half a point to 239.
Like just half a point?
Yeah, right
just
now.
Just half a point? No way. It flies over. I think this might be, you know, shades of that. What was it? I think it was the Wizards-Pacers game where they scored 300. Yeah.
But even like the last game against the San Antonio Spurs, they put up a combined 252 points. The Rockets and the Spurs did.
I think
so.
It goes over.
Okay.
Think it flies over.
So I think we're both at least on the side of the Houston Rockets here tonight.
I'm actually going to take this game. Yeah, real quick before we go to the next game. I'm going to take this game, and I'm going to take the three top scorers on both teams, and I'm going to take over the points props.
Okay. So that'll be what? De'Aaron Fox, Jalen Green, and Kevin Porter Jr. possibly?
Yeah, no, I'm going to take like on each team. So 6 points.
Oh, okay,
total.
Okay.
I'm a SGPM, and I'm going to take the three top scorers on both teams, and I'm just going to take over the points prop.
Okay. So for the Rockets, it'll be Christian Wood at 18.5. Yep. It'll be Jalen Green at 14.5, and then Eric Gordon at 14.5 as well. And then for the Kings, De'Aaron Fox, 22.5. Tyrese Halliburton, 16.5, and Harrison Barnes at 15.5.
Okay. Who's after Halliburton?
After Halliburton, I see. Did I mention Harrison Barnes?
Yeah, who's the fourth person?
The fourth player listed is Marvin Bagley at 11.5.
Okay, yeah, I'm still going with Halliburton. All right, that's it.
All right.
Throw them all in a parlay.
All right, let's get to the last game here. And let me see if I can quickly get this for you. Same game parlay. I'll have to pull up a difference here. All right, let's get to the last game, though. We have the Dallas Mavericks headed to Memphis to take on the Grizzlies, where the Grizzlies are in a back-to-back situation here. Let's start with the spread here of -2.5 for the Memphis Grizzlies, total of 215. Injury report for the Dallas Mavericks. Everybody is in except for Kristaps Porzingis, who continues to be in health and safety protocols. Memphis did play last night, so no injury report for them yet. But let's start with the side here, Terrell, -2.5 for the Grizzlies. What are you thinking?
Okay, so Dallas has one of the top defenses through this stretch.
Yes.
They got blew out by the Knicks very, very uncharacteristically for that defense, and it bumped them down a little bit, but they're still basically –
these are the two top defenses over the past five games.
Yeah. It's so hard to fade Memphis. It is really hard to fade Memphis. They just continue to get it done. And here they are playing a Western Conference foe. Oh, man, I really feel like Luka needs to get right for a game, but
Memphis is 6-2 on back-to-back games this season.
Really?
Against the spread, I'm sorry.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man.
Let me see if these two teams have matched.
I'm just gonna take Memphis. I was gonna say Dallas. I was prepared to say Dallas, but I can't fade Memphis right now. It's really hard to fade Memphis. I just feel like, who is betting Dallas? But Dallas is playing really good basketball. But who is fading? Matter of fact, they just got blew out by the Knicks, man. Like, they really need to get right after that blowout by the Knicks.
But why is this line only 2.5, though?
You think it should be more for Memphis?
Yeah. I think they're begging you to take Memphis here.
And that's why I'm going to take Dallas. This is Shades of a Closure Eye special.
Like,
is it Shades of Closure Eye special. I'm not going to think about it. Everything is telling me to take Memphis. That might be one of the most chalky plays on the board, to take Memphis money line in a parlay here. I'm going to take Dallas.
Yeah, because what would you make the line? Okay, let me ask you this. Who's the better team, Minnesota or Dallas right now?
Who's the better team, Minnesota or Dallas?
Between Minnesota or Dallas, yeah.
Dallas
is a better team. Okay, so last night the spread, I think, closed around 3.5. And so the books are saying that Dallas is only about a half a point better than the Minnesota Timberwolves, because right now the line is 2.5 for the Memphis Grizzlies. But I don't know, man. This feels like, they're begging you to take Memphis money. Reluctantly, they won 11 games in a row here. I think we got to go with Dallas. We got to be contrarian on this game, because I think this line should be a lot bigger than 2.5 for the Memphis Grizzlies, especially a team that's kind of won 11 games in a row here, right?
Yes. They should have. I mean, it should have been a little bit of a larger spread against Minnesota, and they play down Minnesota. Yeah. And so, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. It feels too good to be true to take Memphis here. So it's probably not. I'm taking Dallas plus 2.5. But take 2.5. Late 3.5, taking Dallas.
Yeah, these two teams matched up on. I thought I just saw it. These two teams, why did I say Luka played against the Grizzlies? December 8th was the date. Yeah, so Memphis won that. Sorry, Memphis lost that game against the Dallas Mavericks 104-96. And they also played each other on December 4th, 97-90. So both low-scoring games. I think we also have to take the under, that, but they split the season series so far. So let's go with Dallas here, plus the 2.5 against the Memphis Grizzlies. I think that's kind of suicidal, Terrell. But anything else for this game, buddy? Total 215. I'm leaning towards the under heavily.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just not gonna. I'm not gonna take Dallas in an over.
No. Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Okay, so that is the schedule for the Friday night games. Let's take one last break here, Terrell. We'll come back and we will get into our lock. We'll get into our dog, and it is Friday, so we'll put together a Friday's parlays for you guys as well. So we'll be right back after we hear from our sponsors. The fantasy season may be over, but the action is still coming on the Better Fantasy app. Download their free-to-play app today to bet on player props for the NFL playoffs. You can also enter their player prop pools and score big when you win. We love Better Fantasy because we can win awesome prizes and even raise money for charity along the way too. It's totally free to play. You'll earn better credit by completing challenges and use them to place your bets. Better Fantasy is available worldwide and in all 50 US states. Download the app today over at betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy.com/SGPN. Since when did sports betting become so rigid? Sports betting is meant to be social. When I picture betting, I picture bootleggers with mustaches tossing bets around in a speakeasy. SoBet is taking the social lineage of betting and putting a modern twist on it by providing a modern platform. SoBet is changing the game with their new product. Head over to SoBet.io and create an account to see for yourself. Through their fully functioning and free web application, you can access a demo of their app, which will launch next fall. The app includes consensus lines from Vegas, a feed of what other people are betting on, and the ability to send friendly wagers to anyone you know via QR codes, text, and links, among other methods. No money is transacted on the app and it is purely competitive. Next time you're with your friends watching sports, turn the dial up a notch. Go to SoBet.io and see who can win
and hit the most ridiculous bets. Users have the ability to place bets off Vegas odds or generate a bet by changing any metric they want, as long as somebody is on the other side to accept. Let's get back to the roots of betting with SoBet. Go to SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN today to join the revolution. And don't forget, guys, the SGPN app is now live on the App Store and Google Play Store. The app gives you access to all of our picks and podcasts. Don't forget to toss up an app review and download the SGPN app today. All right, coming off of the break, let's get into our picks for Friday. I'll lead it off here, Terrell. For my lock, I'm going to go over to that Raptors and Pistons game. Give me the over 213 in that game. I think both of these offenses are capable. I think Toronto Raptors have a great three-point shooting night against this Pistons squads. And the Pistons have been known, at least over their past couple games here, to give up points to their opponents. I think Toronto Raptors, after a lackluster offensive performance against the Phoenix Suns the other night, I think they should come out and make shots here and shoot the ball better. Hopefully they can get either one of Scotty Barnes or Gary Trent Jr. back tonight, as they're both questionable, but give me the over in that game of 213. For my dog, I think I have to go with, give me the Rockets plus the 5 plus 175 here tonight against the Sacramento Kings. Coming off of those games against the Lakers, the season hasn't been very good for the Sacramento Kings. I just don't see them playing up to or down. They're probably playing down to the competition, but they're not good themselves. But I think Rockets, the guys are healthy. They're playing well. They got the victory against San Antonio Spurs. So give me the Rockets here tonight, plus the 5, plus 175 on the money line as my lock and dog. Terrell, what do you got for tonight? Lock and dog, bud.
All right, for my lock, give me the Warriors plus the 4.
Okay.
I think that even if the Bulls win this game and the Warriors lose another one, I think this is inside of possession. I think that this is a nationally televised game. I think it's game of the night. I think it, after a lackluster nationally televised game yesterday, I think the Warriors keep this one close. So give me the Warriors plus the 4. If not, if they don't get the money line win.
Okay.
For my dog, Let's see, Mavs or Hawks. Mavs are short. Or I could be just, no, I don't really trust that. Give me the, I don't know. This smells.
I know.
They're on a crazy win streak. They're missing players. And it just feels like Luka is due. It feels like Luka is due. I don't know if he's still unhealthy. I don't know if he's overweight, out of shape, whatever. It just feels like Luka is due. Give me the Mavs money line. Give me the Mavs money line. Just in a blind bet, give me the Mavs money line.
Mavs money line right now. Let me see if I can find you the best price.
I have plus 115.
I do see a couple of plus 125s out there, plus 120s. Let's call it plus 120.
Okay.
For the Dallas Mavericks, for Terrell as his dog. So recapping our lock and dog, for myself, the lock is Raptors Pistons over 213. The dog is Rockets plus 175. For Terrell's lock, Warriors plus the 4 and the Mavericks plus 120. Hey, we're taking the two Texas teams as our dogs tonight, Terrell. You got a parlay ready for the people for Friday's parlays?
Yeah. Give me I need one more leg of this real quick. Forget it. Let's just throw my dog in there. Yeah. All right. That's cool. Okay. So I'll take Toronto late at 8.5.
Okay.
I will take Golden State plus 3.5.
Okay.
I will take the first half money line for the Cavs.
Okay.
And I will take Dallas money line. That will get you 12-1 odds. And
12-1.
With
okay.
And with the chance of a possible cash out for that Dallas money line, because that's the late game. So If you hit the first three, you can start. You can play that Dallas game by ear and possibly cash out your parlay for, you know, a nice little win.
Okay, I don't hate that. For mine, I have a 14 parlay here. I'm going to go Phoenix Suns money line -220 against the Pacers. Give me the under in the Mavericks and the Grizzlies game. I agree with you. I have to throw the Cavs in there, but I'm going to take the spread -1.5 against the Spurs in the first half. And then I'll take the Rockets and Kings first half over of 122.5 for their game. So that's going to be Phoenix Suns money line -220 under in the Mavs and Grizzlies game. The Cavs -1.5 in the first half and the first half over in the Rockets and Kings game. That gets you around a hair above +900. So that is my parlay for tonight. Anything else, Terrell, for this Friday night schedule before we wrap it up here, buddy?
No, sir. I'm good. Y'all know where to find me at @reallyreal_ Instagram and Twitter. It feels like a good night tonight. It really does. It feels like good night tonight. We've been on a little bit of a heater on this show. We've been cashing pretty sizable wins every day this week, I think. So let's keep it going.
Yeah, we got off to that great start on Monday with your Pistons +525. I had a 2-1 night on Wednesday. So hopefully we can get some more wins here tonight on this Friday night schedule. That's the show for tonight and this week, guys. Again, thank you so much for the support and to all of our fans and listeners who tweet at us on the daily with when our picks hit or don't hit. We also have some haters, but do us a favor, leave a rating and a review if you are a fan of the show. Just head over to your podcast player, whether it's Google Play Store or the App Store. Just leave us a 5-star rating and a review as well. It really helps us out. And again, download the SGPN app. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store. Again, just put in SGPN. You'll see the black and red logo there for the network. All the picks and podcasts are on that app right at your fingertips. And again, follow our Twitter account, SGPNNBA on Twitter. As soon as these pods drop, we're usually retweeting them on there and as well as on our personal pages. You can find me on my Twitter account at SportsNerd824. With that being said, good luck with your bets this weekend, guys. Hopefully we come back Monday and we've cashed all of our plays. Till then, let's break the books off and let it ride. Basketball, give me the ball because I'm gonna dunk it.